episode 1929, Rewrite Your Ordinary.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and that means what? Oh, yeah. You got to feel good about your body. You got to feel good about what you're doing with your mind and even your spirit. What are you doing for you? Maybe you need to rewrite your ordinary. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. All right, so we are dealing with the uncut version of Create Your Now. Oh yes, right here, right now. I have made just a select few notes and I'm not going to edit this. We are just diving in. You know, when life seems a little too familiar and monotonous, stop complaining about what you wish you were doing. Rewrite your ordinary. Remember, the greatest impact comes from the smallest action. It amazes me how in times of what we face currently right now, with our pandemic, and everything is so uncertain, whether it is finances, whether it is where you're going to get the food to put on the table to feed your family, where, gosh, can I even pay my bills? One thing after the other, right? And then you have the dynamics of the family, and then you're like, what? You want me to take care of me? Self-care? Are you kidding me? You've got to be dreaming. Yet, way back when life was okay, maybe not perfect, but a lot better than what it was right now, at least you had some certainty. There might have been some uncertainties. Maybe you had credit card bills to pay, or you know, you had to figure out how could you be at two places at the same time because they were both at 4 o'clock and you're like, I can't split myself in half from my babies. Yes. So go back to those times for a minute. It's during those times that we were always trying to recreate this kumbaya experience of extraordinary. Did you know extraordinary comes in your ordinary? It's not what you keep doing that is new. It's what you do in your everyday. You see, sometimes we get tired of the same thing over and over. We keep playing the same patterns. And right now, we're probably doing a lot of things over and over again. And you're like, how many different ways can I cook something? How many different ways can I read this book? We've read it already 200 times. I'm tired of counting. And you're like, my mind is going crazy. And you know what? That whole idea of gaining weight, oh my gosh, I feel it's back to the freshman 5. And for some, it's the freshman 15. But you're not. You're in the pandemic 15. And then you begin to beat yourself up going, I'm tired. I'm worn out. But yet I've got to stay on point. Yet at the same time, I am so frustrated for where I'm at. I want you to take a deep breath for just a moment. Get real with yourself. You can only control what you can control. That's number one. That's where you have to start. And then I want you to look at how your life has moved throughout your entire journey. It didn't happen because of all these different moments. It was your everyday, the stuff that happened over and over and over again. I was the founder and director of Praise Kids, and I've done it at multiple churches. And the whole basis of it was basically mini Broadway style musicals for children, ages 3 years old, all the way up until 12th grade. And we did everything. It was musical based, right? And we did 3 musicals a year. And in some areas, we would go and out to the community and sing. So whether it was an amphitheater, maybe we went and supported people at a nursing home and sang some of our songs or did little clips of the musical. But we did it. And yes, it was all Christian based. Well, you got to understand that it's really cool, right? You get to performance night and it's like, yes, and the applause is there and everybody's so happy. That was a moment. But what did it take to get to that point? It took memorizing lines day after day after day, going to rehearsals, learning all the motions to all the different songs, learning the words to the songs, learning when to sit down, when to stand up, when to go off stage, when to come on stage, when to smile, when to frown. Right? You had to be in character. That did not happen all in one night. That one night, that little moment, that little brief spark of maybe a minute and a half of applause, if you were lucky, all came from day after day after day after day of working hard. Extraordinary comes in your ordinary. It's what you do in your everyday. So rewrite your ordinary. You know, the smallest move can make the greatest impact. I want to tell you where I'm at right now. Maybe you can relate, maybe you can't. And you know what? You have your own story to tell. But when it comes to my health, I have had lots of challenges when it comes to quote unquote weight. My body is just built differently. I've worked with physicians and experts, and they look at me and they think, oh my gosh, you're right. You're not the typical person. You're not average. I'm like, I know. Tell me about it. Tell this body about it. And so I've had to look at things a lot differently. And I know for me, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I've put on a few pounds since this whole pandemic has happened. Now, I'm not sitting there clearing out my pantry with my mouth. No, I'm not going that far. But it's easier to sit down and have snacks. Why? Because everybody's home. I'm cooking now at least two meals a day. And sometimes for fun, we do three. And we're working on some stuff for the AIM Academy. And so, yeah, that means even more cooking, which means more eating. And I love it, but my hips do not. Now, I tell you all of this because I know me personally. I want to make some changes, but I also know that I can be my worst enemy. And I could go out there and look for that magic pill that would just like poof, take everything away. But we all know that is not reality. Might be in our dreams, but it's not reality. So during this time, over these last few weeks, I was trying to figure out what to do. Because I am really trying to be the good one. I'm trying not to go out, always social distancing, making sure my children are healthy, making sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. My husband and our oldest, our number two of five, but he's our oldest son, is an essential. They both are. And so they're having to go out. So I'm trying to maintain the homestead to have some normalcy. But you know what? The one who's suffering the most is me. My self-care, because I'm worried about everybody else. So I took a moment and I was like, okay, Christiane, something's got to change here. What can you do? Rewrite your ordinary. I don't need all these big celebrations that say, this is what you should do that only lasts 30 seconds to maybe a minute. No, I need something to do every single day. Rewrite your ordinary. And so I decided that instead of sitting here trying to eat a certain way, trying to drink so much water, even though I'm really good at drinking my water, trying to fit myself in this full regimen, I decided that I was going to take care of myself every day the same way. And so I work out three times a week doing strength and resistance training. I also do cardio at least twice a week, and I also do steady state, and then I rest a day. So I'm doing something for 6 days, and then I take a break. I rest for one day. That's 7 days of the week. And guess what? I don't even get on the scale. I don't want to know what I weigh. I don't care what I weigh. The key for me is, what am I doing to care for my body, my mental health, my well-being? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in wanting to find that magic pill, wanting to find this one thing that, oh man, if I just have that, I'll be all in. I know it's going to make a difference. But you see, what's going to make the difference is what you do every day. Did you hear the secret? It's what you do every day. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You do not have to have all the bells and whistles, but what you do have to have is consistency. So what I've learned over the years in resistance training and working on the muscles, because you know what? I'm going to be a grandma. And that means I got to be a really strong one. And this body here was not built to be slim and muscular. It was meant to be muscular. Oh, yeah. And you know what? That is a strength for me. But in all honesty, I don't always like my Superman calves. They're like steel calves. But you know what? My legs are one of the strongest things about my body. I definitely have a high endurance where most people, they don't. Now, I'm not comparing. I'm just stating a fact here because of the way I am built. So when I decided that this was how I was going to structure everything that's going on, it still keeps me what? Moving forward. It keeps me working towards my one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Remember those seeds of greatness we've been talking about? Well, if you didn't listen to the episode, Get Back to Normal, go back there. That's episode 1927. Start there. Then listen to yesterday's episode, 1928, which was Peace Comes After the Storm. And then come back and listen to this one. Because you have seeds of greatness within you. But you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep watering them. You got to keep fertilizing them, which means what? You have to build consistency. And one thing I've learned about strength training, working with weights, building your muscles, is that the smallest move can have the greatest impact. You don't have to have a huge range of motion to have the greatest impact. It's a very small move. And most of us don't understand all of the different muscles in our body. We're not in tune to them. We're only working our big ones, the ones we can really feel. And that's great. They need to be strong. But you know what? It's all those little muscles that are what? Going to have the greatest impact. So let me ask you this. What one thing can you do to impact your everyday? One thing. Nothing else. That is your question for the day. And you may not have an answer right now. For me, I already gave you my answer. I make sure every single day I am doing something for my body. I'm either strength training, I'm doing cardio or steady state, or I'm doing active rest, meaning that yes, I am actively resting by choice. I don't beat myself up. I don't feel guilty that I'm taking a day off. No, my body's like, oh yeah, you go get it, girl. And I do it every single day. And you know what? I've been consistent at it. And you know what feels good? Is when after you've been through 1 week and you come back to the start of the next week and you're like, whoa, I feel stronger. And you go through that week. You have your rest day and then you come back and you're like, wow, I didn't know I was that strong. I can do a little bit more. My core. Yeah, I like the feeling. I mean, it hurts, but I really like the hurt because I'm getting stronger. Rewrite your ordinary. You don't have to keep looking for extraordinary. You were already created for that. But remember, your extraordinary is found in your ordinary, your everyday. Your seeds of greatness are rooted in your everyday. It's what you do day in and day out that has the greatest impact. Do you remember what IMPACT stands for? I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. It doesn't say anything about I'm pushing ahead to change myself right now. It doesn't work that way. How long has it taken you to be where you are right now, right at this moment? Yeah, a long time. You can't erase all of that history, but what you can do is rewrite your ordinary. So what does that one thing look like for you? Maybe it's in cooking. Maybe you're like, gosh, I just need to eat healthier foods. And you're like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to cook things differently so they, you know, appear great. Well, let me give you an example. Have you ever done chicken breast or chicken thighs? And if you don't like meat, I'm sorry. Just, you know, bear with me here and we'll pass this quickly. But you can think about it as vegetables. But you take those and you can saute it, right, in a pan. You can roast it. You can put it on a grill. There's so many different ways to prepare and cook chicken breast or chicken thighs. I used to do it in a glass Pyrex, a 9x13 pan. I would line it so I wouldn't have to clean it. Yeah, just my little tidbit of not having to create more work for myself. And I would layer in all of the different chicken, whatever I was cooking, whether it was the thighs or whether it was the breast. And I would season it up and I would put it in the oven and I would cook it anywhere from 350 to 375 for about 25 to 30 minutes, depending upon did I do it from frozen? Did I do it that they're completely thawed? What did that look like? And sometimes I want to slow cook it and I take it down to 325 and I cook it for like 2 to 2.5 hours. Oh my goodness, it's yummy. And you can do that in your crock pot too, but I like to do it. Well, you know what? I changed it up. I just changed the pan. I put it on a grill, but I put the grill pan in the oven. Totally changed the flavor, how it looked. It was a little more golden. I was like, this is fun. Experiment, right? Rewrite your ordinary. It's little things like that. That's like this poof of hope that says, you know what? It's all right. We're going to make it through this. I can rewrite my ordinary. I don't have to have all the answers. In fact, I don't want all the answers because I need to work on my everyday. I need to build my consistency. What are you doing for movement? Maybe you have little kids. Okay, you know what? Your workout, make it them. Chase them around. I don't have little kids anymore, but you know what? Oh, we chase them, all right. And the crazy thing is they're all bigger now. And we've got an island in our kitchen that you can run. Actually, it's two islands that you can run 360 degrees around them, completely around. And so it's like we're playing chicken on either side. And they're like, oh, mom, you know what? I can get there faster. And you know what? Yeah, they are all running faster than mom. But you know what's cool? Me chasing them as if they were 2 and 3 years old. And them giggling. And finally, I scare them enough and I come around and I tickle them. Rewrite your ordinary. It's little things. You get your heart rate up, but you're not thinking about that, right? You're having fun with the family. What's one thing you can do to impact your everyday? Let me throw this one in as a bonus. Maybe for you, you're having some hard time with communication and marriage right now. Everybody kind of needs their space. It's nice to go out on dates because you kind of can leave the world within those four walls behind you for a moment and you can just kind of come together and be in neutral territory, right? Because it's hard. You got to discipline the kids. You got to tell them what to do, how high to jump, what not to do, how to color. Oh, don't do this. Oh, wait, but do this. It can wear on you. Welcome to parenthood. But if it's one thing with your spouse and you're like, you know what? I just feel like we're at each other's nerves. Rewrite your ordinary. Change just one little thing up. One little thing to recognize your spouse differently. Maybe it's something you've never thought of. But just a little switch, I guarantee you, it'll be a much bigger impact. Now, I know this uncut version is a little strange, but sometimes you just have to go off the cuff and from the heart. You know, I think about you often, and I want you to know that I'm here for you, and that's why I'm so excited about AIM Academy. With all of this going on, I was hoping to already have had it released, but I didn't, and I held back. However, I do want you to know it is up and coming, and I am so thrilled, and I'm sure you will be too. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned here. But these are the fun things that you're going to be able to experience in the AIM Academy. Getting to know each other, the uncut version of Christiane. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe not so much. Not that I'm not going to put thought into it, but you see, what I do is what I do every day. Do I do it right all the time perfectly? Oh no, I do not. I am not going to tell a lie to you. I'm going to give it to you real. I'm going to give it to you raw. I'm going to tell you what I think works and what doesn't in your specific situation. That is what you have to look forward to. But in the meantime, until we get the AIM Academy, I want you to rewrite your ordinary. I want you to find that one thing you can do to impact your everyday. One thing in regards to your self-care. Now, yes, you can look at this one thing for every avenue in your life. But right now, today, focus on self-care. What can you do for you? Okay, one more example. Yeah, I told you, you never know what happens on the uncut version. So last night was a long night for me, a long day. I have two interviews coming up, one today, actually. And, you know, every interview I do is an incredible story. Not one is better than the other. Each one stands alone. And my job when I have guests is allowing them to tell their beautiful story because it's their story and it matters. Hence the series, My Strength is My Story. I had been preparing for a lot of things. It was a long day dealing with just stuff, life, etc., right? Everyday things in the family, with the business, etc. And I came downstairs. I'd been walking on the treadmill for a little bit after dinner, and my husband said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And I kind of told him just a little bit of like, you know, this is what's going on, and, you know, I'm just a little bit stressed, and I got to just calm down. He's like, "Okay, well, I just want to make sure you're doing all right." And I said, "Thank you." And I was very, very appreciative that he noticed, right? It's great. Men, I'm telling you right now, notice when your wife is needing you. Honor it and just say, "Hey, hon, I notice you're struggling. What can I do to help you?" That little thing, you don't have to say anything else. Even if she says, "Oh, hon, I got this," say, "Okay, I'm here for you." That's it. You will be her hero. I'm just saying. And the same goes for you women. All right. So that was a bonus. Extra, extra bonus. We've got lots of bonuses today in this uncut version. But anyway, going back to nighttime. So we're getting ready for bed, and I come into the bedroom. My husband was already in there, and he said, "Hun, you know what? You've had a really long day. Why don't you go soak in the bath?" He goes, "You deserve it. Take care of you for a minute." And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "I really don't have time for that." Honestly, that was exactly what I thought. I mean, I said thank you to him, and then as I was walking into the closet, I was like, "Yeah, I don't have time for that. Why would I do that? There's no way I can do that. I've got 2 more hours of work to do, and I still need to talk to my family," meaning you. And I was like, I can't do that. I can't give up that time. Well, I began getting ready for bed, and I was like, you know what? You can make that time. I changed how I looked at it. I rewrote my ordinary. I didn't settle for what I do every single night. I was like, no, I do need this. And so that's what I did. I took a nice long soaking bath, put some salts in it, and I just sat there. And he was so sweet. He came in at one point and said, "Well, hon, I'm so glad you're doing this." He goes, "Do you want me to bring you some candles or something?" I was just like comfortable, not having to worry about anything. But he was just so sweet. You see, that's what I mean by rewriting your ordinary. It's just changing something up, just a little thing. The smallest move can have the greatest impact. What will you do today to impact your everyday? Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.